Blog Talk Radio.
To Animal Advocates Radio, Action Takers for Pit Bulls number 5. And I want to welcome everybody aboard. I'm just waiting for the host, Diane Lynn Echo, to come on board, and she'll be hosting the show. Want to thank you all for joining in and, you know, be able to come on the show and all the amazing guests. This is a new podcast that just came out May 31st, and it's doing really well, so we're going to keep standing up for the pit bulls, you know, because they are in need of our help. Their BSL, breed specific legislation, is terrible. It's, you know, discrimination, stereotyping, you know, injustice, unjustifiable. And, you know, one dog bites, we hate to hear that. But, you know, it's not fair to them, and they take it out on all of them. So, I hope you enjoy the show, and Animal Advocates Radio, this show comes on every Tuesday now, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and you're listening worldwide, and I'm going to give everybody the number. It's for Voices Carry for Animals on Thursday, my show, area code 310-982-4270. You can, you know, listen by phone or by the internet. And if you're in the queue, press 1, alert us that you want to speak to the guest, and just to try to refrain from any noises in the background. TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. All these shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio, so you can listen and share 24/7. You can go to blogtalkradio.com. /Voices Carry for Animals, and all the links of the on-demand episodes will pop up, and just press whatever show you want to listen to, and wait a minute to download, and it will play. On the left side of the screen, you can press the social media icons. You can share from those 24/7, 365 days a year, everyone. So please do your part, or the PPJ Gazette online. And that's www.ppjg.me. And that's Marty Oakley's. A big shout out to her. And you can search on the right-hand column, search Voices Carry for Animals or Action Takers for Pit Bulls. And the links will pop up. So big shout out to her. A big shout out to Gary Bowden of Animal Advocate Alliance. He's a radio producer for All About Animals Radio, and they got shows starting up recently, and they're all great. And please, you know, give them your support. You can find them on animaladvocatealliance.org, and you go up at the top, press the AAA button, and all my archive shows will pop up. It's on demand episodes. And a big shout out for him sharing that, all my shows on there. And they also on Facebook and Twitter, Animal Advocate Alliance, and also All About Animal, All About Animals Radio. So big shout out to them. And Gary will be my guest next Thursday on Voices Caring for Animals, which is, comes at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. So this Thursday, if everybody wants to listen in, my name is Debbie Dahmer, and I'm the producer and host. It's called Youth for Animals, and they're out of India, and we're going to be discussing a lot of different things that's going on, so we can have these shows globally, and you can listen in worldwide. So, but I want to get this show started. I'm trying to get Diane on here. And but anyway, I'm going to bring the guest on, Ray Bittner, and she is an awesome animal advocate out there. She's doing hard work for the animals. She's got a huge heart. One of my nicknames to her is Mama Cat, because she has 115 cats that she takes care of in colonies, and she's making sure they're safe and they're comfortable. And she also stands up for all other animals, too, with these pit bulls and all the animals out there. So, hey, Ray Bittner, how are you doing? A.K.A. Mama Cat or Mama Dog? I'm looking for Diane.
I just got a message from Diane. She says, I need in.
Yeah, but I told her, look at her message, and she has to call the call-in line because she was late, so I had to sign in because he was disconnected with the old ball talk. So I had to sign in on the host line. If it ain't one thing, it's another. You know, so I sent her a message to call in on that line. She'll get in. Yeah.
Modern technology.
You know, so, but go ahead, tell us a little bit about yourself, Ray, and how you got started on everything you're doing, and give Skyler and Allie a big hug from me, and I hope they call in Thursday because Youth for Animals, that would fit him so good, you know. But go ahead, tell
us. Now, I don't know if Skylar's going to be able to call in Thursday. That's the day they're leaving for their vacation down to the Florida Keys. But he's got the number and the link and everything. And he's going to try. I'm going to call him and remind him and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So we'll see if he can get in.
Okay, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, he's excited to be on the show again, you know. But, yeah, so in 2013, I was not an animal advocate. People get wrapped up in their own lives and things happen and blah, blah, blah. The end of 2013, I was in a car accident and I fractured my neck, broke my back in a couple different places. I had a lot of injuries. And for several months, I was on the pity party for myself because everything that I knew in a flash of an eye was gone. I couldn't work. I couldn't walk. I couldn't see. I had so many medical issues. I stuttered. I felt like my life was over as I knew it. And little did I know, God had other plans for me. And, I started noticing cats in my neighborhood, a lot of cats in my neighborhood. And one particular cat, my eye, and it was a female with four babies. And, you know, I didn't pay a lot of attention because, you know, I've heard of stray cats and, you know, I really didn't think a lot of it at that time. And she had four babies. And I'd seen her in the neighborhood, but one particular night I was watching TV and I heard a noise. And now I had two dogs at the time, a large German Shepherd and a Catahoula mix. And the Catahoula was a cat killer. We adopted her, we rescued her, but she had that already taught into her belief system, so to speak. And so I heard a noise in the kitchen. I came in here, turned the light on, and my screen to my kitchen window had been pulled out. And on my counter was a black mama kitty, four black babies, and they were eating bread that was on the counter. Now, that was the only thing that was on my counter, so they were hungry enough. That's what they were eating. But when they saw me, they took off running. So I ran to the back door, opened the back door before my cat-killing dog got in here, let them all outside. But there was one baby that fell in my sink, and she couldn't get out. And the mama cat was just hissing at me, and it was not a good situation. So I grabbed a towel, threw it over the kitty, grabbed the kitty, put her in by the back door, and off the whole family went. And that is how I started in with cats. I took on that little kitty family and started feeding them and then realizing what was going on. And that started my journey with the cats and TNR. And there was 23 cats here. 19 of them were pregnant, 105 kittens altogether. I got them all fixed, built houses for the ferals, worked with them, got them all adopted, and that's when my advocacy for animals started. And then, as you get into animal advocacy, you realize that, like I said, I started with cats, but I didn't know the horrors that other animals deal with. Dogs, I mean, they have their own set of issues of being, you know, dumped on the streets and having their babies, and people, you know, they get run over by cars and people harass them. And, it seemed like every day I was finding another species of animal that needed help. The elephants and the orangutans and, most recently the beagle dogs that, they're doing experiments on and killing them when they're done, and they're breeding cats so that they can have kittens to do these tests on. And, the list is just endless. But today we're going to talk about the horrors that pit bulls go through. Now, I've had a couple pit bulls in my years, and I'll tell you, they are one of the smartest breeds of dogs. They're very loyal to the family. They're funny, easily trained, very smart. And oh my gosh, they're so smart. But then again, they're bred, when in the wrong hands, they're bred, trained to become killers. That's what a lot of people want. They want fighting dogs. They want guard dogs, a lot of, not so scrupulous drug dealers and whatnot have a lot of pit bulls. Not everybody, I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of people. And these dogs are so horribly abused and neglected. And, that's what started all this BSL, breed-specific legislation against the pit bulls. And I didn't realize, until you start doing a little research, you don't realize how long this breed of animal has been, triggered to be hated by so many people. I believe it was in 1987, Pima, Washington, I believe that's the name of the town, they introduced the first BSL-specific legislation against pit bulls. And it went into effect that same year. So that was in 1987. You know, but in 2020, there were still 900 cities across the U.S. that had some sort of BSL in place, banning of pit bulls. I mean, there's so much that they've done against the pit bulls. But now in 2022, there's still over 700 cities that have some sort of
ridiculous
BSL.
700 cities. And, Ray, we got Diane. I threw her a life raft, so she's coming on back on the boat. Okay, hold on. Diane, you there?
Did you give her a paddle?
Yeah, I gave her a life raft to get back in.
Oh, there you go.
I tried everything, and I'm like, I got to get the hang of this. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But okay. I figured while you guys were working it out, I'd just yap, you know.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, she's still got her training wheels on there, Ray. So, you know, we got to give her some patience.
And I want to say hello to Ray, a.k.a. Mama Cat Meow.
Meow?
That's meow. Oh, yeah.
Meow. That's right.
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
But
you already
ahead,
did the introduction and everything.
She's
going
with BSL, so, yep, I'll let her. She left off at, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So did you hear everything I was saying already, or were you busy? Life rafting.
No,
Playing in the water again.
That's when I couldn't get on. Yeah, so go ahead. I was listening to the crazy number that have BSL. I heard that.
Isn't that nuts? You know, in 2020, it was over 900 cities. Just 2 years later, it's still over 700. But, you know, that's a decrease of about 200 cities that have lifted those bans, you know. So that's a good thing. I mean, we're moving in the right direction, you know.
We got to keep plugging away.
It's just ridiculous, And did you know that it was in 1987 in the United States, it was in Washington State, that the very first BSL was introduced against pit bulls?
Oh, I didn't know
that. It was in Yakima, Washington. There had been a couple attacks. Pit bull attacks on humans, and at that point is when the very first one that I was able to find, you know, in my research that, you know, the first one. So that's been a long time.
Yeah, I would say yes.
You know,
and I wish it would have never started, and I wish it would end.
Well, and there's just so many misconceptions about pit bulls. And, you know, when people say, oh, they're once they bite, their jaw's locked, that's an untrue statement.
It's not just
a myth. It's just flat out not true, you know. Yeah. And there are four other dogs above the pit bull that have a stronger PSI bite pressure per square inch than a pit bull. I don't remember exactly what the other four were, but there's four other dogs.
They don't
talk
about them, right? They don't talk about them.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
No. But, you know,
we're going to do this. We're going to make a positive impact. I can feel it. You know, baby steps. It's going to take time, but I think eventually we'll get there and we'll make some changes. And it's going to be awesome that we were a part of that.
Well, you know, I have an issue with all the BSL. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I understand people are afraid of pit bulls. Okay. I get that. It's been media and, you know, social media and the news and, you know, it's been pushed onto the American people how absolutely horrifying and terrifying these dogs are. What they're not doing, instead of going after the dog, how about we go after the idiots that are training them to be that?
Amen.
You know, they're the ones that are doing it. These dogs, it's not an inherent thing. It's not mm-hmm. in their brain, hey, I think I'll go attack another dog today. No, they're
right.
put in rings. They are trained, you know, and not just trained in the ring. They're trained on the end of a chain. They're teased with other dogs. You know, they're on short little chains so they can barely even lay down. And they're tortured and they're harassed. And they make these dogs mean. You know, why aren't we going after them?
How is that even legal?
Well, it's not. But they find that it's easier to sweep that stuff under the rug, but yet they'll post those pictures of, like, Michael Vick. They'll post those dogs' pictures all over every chance they get to show just how aggressive and how mean those dogs are. Well, why aren't you telling the people how they got mean? I can tell you. I've read up on it. You know, any animal that you hook in a battery cable onto their body from a battery and you torture those animals, hell yeah, they're going to be mean.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, but none of that was, not much of that, not none, but not much of that was brought to the forefront. You know, oh yeah, you'll hear every once in a while a dog fighting ring broke up. They don't tell you, you know, the horrors that those animals go through. And it boggles my mind why more of those people aren't, you know, they get a slap on the wrist. Because most states, it's a misdemeanor. And they get them more for the money aspect of it than they do for the horrendous treatment of these animals.
It's,
you know, and then they take these animals and they kill them. And they say it's because, well, it's been bred into their brains and it's all they know. Yeah, well, who put that knowledge there? You know,
well,
and why
know,
aren't we
I
going
know,
after these people for that?
I don't usually like to name names, but I can say this one because it's the honest to God truth. It's a fact. Dogsbite.org is a big, big influence on all. Their goal is to kill all pit bulls, but they do it in a way that's disguised in a way where, oh, this is the good site. And so they don't help, and neither does the media.
Well, I'm not going to, like you say, name any, call out any specific group, but there's a lot of the big, been around long, long time groups that believe the only good pit bull is a dead pit bull.
I always
associate the pit bull with a feral cat. Not that a feral cat, you know, does that much, you know, biting or anything like that, but how the public, the media, and just people in general have such a disdain, such a hate for the pit bull and feral cat. A lot of people, not most people, but there's so much hatred, you know, towards feral cats to the point where some states tried passing laws that it was okay to hunt them. They were basically putting a bounty on feral cats. You kill them, you bring them in, we'll give you $5 a cat.
Oh.
You know, it's just ridiculous that what they do to these animals. But
$5 a cat.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't like the feral cats.
But they get $5 a cat. That's crazy.
$5, yep.
Ugh.
Well, luckily the law that they were trying to pass barely didn't get passed. I mean, it was a very low number that separated the yay from the nay. So they lucked out there. But, you know, animal advocacy with social media has grown so much. So many more people are aware of, you know, like the horse roundups. If it wasn't for social media, these stories wouldn't get told. You know, these people wouldn't know about what's going on, you know, in their own states sometimes even. you know. Mm-hmm. So radio platforms like this and social media, as much as social media drives me crazy 90% of the time, social media has been a great window open into animal advocacy, because people are being able to see from so many different points of view what's really happening, you know, to our furry friends out there, that we're supposed to be taking care of them. We're not supposed to be torturing them. They're not supposed to be dying in shelters by the millions, you know. And it is changing a lot of people's overall thinking as far as, you know, pit bulls. Mm-hmm. Like, I like to post pictures of pit bulls that say, I'm going to give you a fair warning in advance. This is a really scary photo, you know, of a pit bull. And then it's a little kid or a little bird playing with a giant pit bull. And, you know, I mean, the media only posts the scary stuff about them. And I will admit right up front, there are some scary stories about them out there. They do bite when they're not trained properly. They do attack when they're trained to attack. And those are the things that, you know, we need to go after. We need to go after the people that are doing this to these animals, because they are a very loyal and loving animal, and they will do anything and everything to please their masters. They don't know that what they're being taught is bad. You know, they know that it makes their master happy, and they're not getting beat tonight if they make their master happy, you know?
Wow.
I mean, I know you know it, you know, but a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, and that's a good thing about this podcast. I'm trying very hard to make it a very informative thing and put stuff out there and actually, you know, show people, you know, what they can do, you know, like it's the write a letter, email, all that stuff. Because, you know, people do need to be reminded. And then, you know, you've got so many people with the negativity. Some people just don't even want to see the truth or look for it.
It's been told to them for so long by so many different outlets that's all they know. Like my dad, God rest his soul. My father absolutely hated pit bulls, just hated them. And I told him, Dad, have you ever even seen a pit bull? No, I don't need to see a pit bull. They're just horrible, death-state killers. I'm like, Dad, you've never even seen a pit bull, but you're willing to say that they're worthless and there ain't no good pit bull but a dead pit bull. How do you know that if you've never seen one? You've never even seen one. Because I had a pit bull at the time, Coney. And
cute name.
Coney was a funny boy. He had severe separation anxiety. And I brought him to my dad's house so that my dad could meet Coney. Now, Coney was a funny, loving goofball of a dog. And he was a blue nose, beautiful dog, but he was just so funny. He was like, if he was a person, he'd be the jokester of the group, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I brought him over to meet my dad, but I couldn't leave him out in the car because it was summer in Wisconsin. It was hot and humid. So I brought him in the garage and I put him in my dad's shed, his shop. He did sharpening, and anyway, half the garage was separated with a wall and a wooden door, and it was air-conditioned and everything, and that's where I put Coney. So I'm in talking to my dad, trying to, you know, cut through the iceberg and get him to just admit that he, you know, just agree to meet the dog.
Mm-hmm.
So I send my brother out to the garage to get the dog, to get Coney, and he goes, "Sis, you got to come here." I was like, uh-oh, what? He goes, oh, my God, you got to come and look. Well, Coney didn't like being away from people. He was a people dog, you know, and he had severe separation anxiety, and that silly dog clawed and clawed at the door in my dad's shop, and he literally, through a 2-inch thick door, clawed a hole through, and when my brother went out to check on him, his little face was sticking in the hole like, hello. I'm like, oh, my God, now how am I going to tell my dad about that one?
I bet he was cute, though.
He was so funny. But, you know, I mean, people get it in their mind was my point to the story, that they just, like, he never saw a pit bull in person, never. And he had that hatred for him. So, you know, you can only imagine how many people, the older generation, I think, is more in tune to the hatred because they just don't know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad, he did finally meet Coney. He fell in love with Coney. Coney would go underneath of his legs when he was sitting in the chair and then just put his little face up on his knee like, hey, hello, I'm down here. And he was a dog you couldn't help but love, you know. And for the majority, I'd say 95% of them, that's who they are, just like that, you know. And people just need to stop the stereotypes. You know, it's just like, well, maybe not just like, but I'm going to compare it to racism. Because people perpetuate racism and don't know diddly squat about the other race. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they do to these dogs. It's along the same line, and it's been taught to people. It's been pushed upon people, and that's what we need to break. We need to break that cycle because these dogs have done nothing to deserve that. It's humans. Right. It's people. We've done that to them.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and it just, it makes me sick. 5% of all dogs in shelters are pit bull and pit bull mixes.
Yeah, and of that percentage of them, they're going to get killed.
Well, yeah, 80, and of that number, of the 35%, 80% of all of those dogs will be killed every single year. Their adoption rate from a shelter is under 4%. You know, and studies estimate that upwards of 1 million pit bulls per year are killed in shelters every single year. That's over 2,800 dogs a day.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. It's just, there's never been another dog breed that has been murdered at the, and I call it murdered, at the rate that these animals are being killed in shelters. You know? And there's like 3 to 5 million pit bulls in the United States.
Wow.
They are the most common breed, you know, and still they're the number one dog to be euthanized.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know how the media is. Like if you, I'll use a Chihuahua, for example. If a Chihuahua attacks somebody, you don't hear anything. But if a pit bull does, it's plastered everywhere.
Oh, those little Chihuahuas, they can be mean too.
Yeah. But nobody ever says anything about them. It's just always the pit bulls.
Right. You know, and that's because, you know, people have been fed the lie, many lies about pit bulls, you know. And that's why it's so, I think we need to go after this BSL stuff and get it overturned. But I think we need stronger laws to go after the people that are doing this to these animals. I mean, an unneutered male pit bull on a 2-foot-long chain is not ever going to be a pet. It is going to be a mean dog, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's why they do that. That's how they condition those animals.
I do have to say this. They are amazing animals, and if Mike, you know, the victory dogs for Michael Vick, there was, I believe, 27 of them, and the last one just passed away. But they were, I think, all but one or three were rehabilitated and went on to live a normal life, and that is some horrific stuff that those dogs went through.
Oh, I know. I know.
To be able to come around, it just shows you how great that breed is.
You know, and that's one of the big cases that really bothered me, because everybody says, oh, get off of Michael Vick. He served his time. Nope. In my opinion, no. He served his time for money laundering because he crossed state lines doing money and all that. He didn't serve diddly squat for what he did to those animals. Neither here nor there, but, you know.
I can't prove this, but I've heard it many, many times from good sources, but, you know, it isn't a fact 100%. He does own a pit bull again, which he was not supposed to ever own one. And
I've heard that too.
His brother, Marcus, is into dog fighting, and Vic's involved with him, so he really never got out of it. And that's, I'll just say that's my personal opinion, because like I said, I don't have any facts to prove that.
Right. I've heard that through the grapevine myself, and again, I have no proof of it. In those cases, all I can say is we all have to meet our maker one day, you know.
Yes.
But I don't believe that he or any other dog fighting personnel, Latif, whatever, really pays for what they do to those animals. They go after them for the money part of it, you know, and it's really just a misdemeanor and a slap on the hand for what they've done to the animals. And until we address that part of it, it's not going to stop. And,
how do we justify electrocution, being trained to death, pulling, I don't even know how many cinder blocks to make them strong. The females, you know, there was a lot of them. All they did was breed. They didn't know anything else other than breeding and having babies.
Well, in several of those cases, they have the females are in, it's a torture device, if you ask me.
Yes.
But it's a device
it's a rape. It's a rape
box. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yep.
They put the female in the middle of the field or wherever the dogs are. They let the dogs go. They fight over the females, and they repeatedly breed her over and over and over and over and over. And, it's just.
And that's not just Vic. That's any dog fighting. And dog fighting does exist.
Yeah, that's many of them. You know, so people just. And I really don't think, you know, just like when I got into the feral cat thing, I had never heard the word feral cat. I didn't know what a feral cat was. Mm-hmm. I had heard of stray cats, you know, and I've seen a couple of them adopted me, you know, blah, blah, blah. But the same goes with pit bulls. I don't think people understand what the human being, you know, the human race has done to these poor animals, you know.
Right.
And, you know, I get people when I make posts on Facebook about what happens to all different species of animals, because, you know, I try to help out in any species that I can. I see something that's not right, I get in there. But they're so overwhelming, because cats and dogs are not the extent of the horrors that people do to animals. You know, the rhinos, the elephants, the tigers being hunted to extinction. And I mean, you know.
Hey, I'm going to make an announcement here for anybody, any of our callers, if you have any questions or comments for Ray, just press 1 and we'll put you in the queue. So go ahead. I just wanted to announce that.
But, you know, I mean, you know as well as I do, once you get, you know, I know you advocate for the pit bulls, but you advocate for other animals as well. And
yeah.
Once you get into advocating for one, you're pretty much in it for anyone that comes around. And, you know, that's what we need. And I hear people all the time saying, you know, on some of my posts, can't somebody do something? Can't someone do something? And I always have to turn around and tell them, aren't you someone?
Yes.
Can't
yeah,
you
exactly.
do something? You know, I mean, pick
I
up
agree.
A phone, make a phone call, call the legislators. I mean, I've got the number right here. It's 202-224-3121. Call your legislators.
You.
Keep abreast of new legislation, animal rights. Legislation that's coming through down the turnpike. I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's so much that people can do, you know, and you hear, well, I don't have the money and I don't drive and you've got a phone, you've got, you know, you can send emails. That's how I started in, you know, sending letters, getting a hold of rescues, making those phone calls, hitting the share button when you see it. You know, there's so many ways of helping, and we just need more people to help because there's just not enough of us.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
You know, and a lot of us advocates are getting old.
You're amazing, Mama Cat. You're amazing. I mean, you've got a lot of information. I find that very interesting.
I learned from the best.
Uh-oh. I'm trying, but I'm slipping. I'm waiting to get a knock on my door and say, what's the problem?
You know, like I say, though, in 2013, I knew nothing. I did nothing.
And that wasn't too long ago, really. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
That's when I had my car accident. It was in October of 2013. And, you know, while I was busy having a pity party for myself, thinking, you know, poor me, my life as I know it is done. I can't work, blah, blah, blah. God had other things in mind, and the cats happened to be what he caught my attention with. And I mean, it's been a journey that I can never put into words what it's done for my life. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we all go through our life taking care of ourselves and our families, and we've got a full life and everything. And then animal advocacy drops in your lap, so to speak. And it's like your whole life takes on a different meaning. You know, you really have a journey to travel to help these animals because they can't help themselves. You know, these dogs can't get off them chains by themselves. These cats can't get fixed and stop populating by themselves.
Right.
Elephants can't get out of their concrete cages by themselves.
And if they could,
and
if any of those animals could, they definitely would because I'm sure they're just fed up with it.
Absolutely. You know, so it's just we have to recruit more people. We need help. You know, we need more people to stand up. And, you know, I know times are hard right now. Groceries and gas and, you know, the economy and blah, 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 blah. But these animals are still dying. These animals are still being tortured. They're still being euthanized in the shelters. You know, and we just need more help. And if I had a magic wand, that I could wave over every city and pull like 25 people out of every town to help, that would mm-hmm. be a big help, you know. I haven't found that wand yet. When I do, I'm going to be waving that sucker everywhere, though.
We must not have any callers. Let me ask them again. Anybody, one, get in the queue and ask Ray any questions or comments? There we go. Where are we at here?
Go ahead, Diane. Area code 631. Go ahead.
631.
Welcome.
Yeah. 631, that's me. Lauren, I'm here. Hi, Lauren.
It's Lauren Contino. Hi.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Thanks for calling in.
Oh,
awesome.
I just got invited. So, you know, so I figured, why not? I was just hanging out with my chubby pit bull, but... My chubby pit bulls, because they love to eat.
Lauren, can you
they
give me a
love to eat,
website?
Don't they?
Lauren, can you give your voice is scary. Lauren, can you give your website out on air?
Oh,
and
sure.
Good news, ladies.
Yeah, ready?
Go
ahead. Save the animals, save the world. .org. It's all redesigned, and I did the website all by myself. I designed the whole thing. It took some time, I found it relaxing
mm-hmm.
because I did my own thing, and it's more like it's very, very different from the other one because you gotta remember, I made that website, the first one was like probably like 5 years or so ago. But now that I change, I grew, you know, talking to people and reading and doing so much other things and stuff like that, you know. The worst part about these pitfalls is I look at it this way. Not everyone can own a pit, okay, even though you may love animals because pits are highly intelligent. And if you don't train them, that's where, you know, you have to train them because they're so smart. And usually a lot of times, too, these types of dogs are just like shepherds or any other those types of dogs. They're very, very smart. And mm-hmm. I think the best way, like even with my three, I didn't know I was going to, you know, have a pit bull. But when I got Mac was, I think, three when I got him. But he was roaming around the streets homeless, and my fiance found him. So then, you know, I showed my mom some pictures, and she fell in love with him. So, you know, I was able to bring him to the house. And that's really what started my research because, you know, I never owned one before. I mm-hmm. own Labradors, Goldies, Black Labs, things like that. But I figured, you know what, let me just read some information first and see how to train. Unfortunately, what I saw was horrid. I just can't believe that a person, that mankind can be so cruel to this breed. Do you know that they're the most abused animal in the country?
Yep.
Imagine.
I believe that. And I think also they're probably the most number one put down dogs without actually getting a chance.
Yes, they are.
So, yep. That's the thing, too. You know, this is what happens. That's why I'm saying that not everybody's a pit bull owner. If you want to own a pit bull, it's going to be for your life. And, you know, you can't, like, have it for a couple months and then, you know, bring it back. And when that happens and you do bring your pit bull back, 95% of the time
this is a very unfortunate thing, but this is what these places do. He'll be euthanized.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what they do here in New York. You know, there's ACC. There's the ACC here, NYACC, and a lot of networks know that place, and they're the cruelest people that I still cannot believe that a trained veterinarian who takes an oath to save animals' lives, not to kill a healthy one.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really, really bad. And it's so hard. If it wasn't for those networkers, forget about it. So many would have died for no reason.
Yeah.
New York
is really bad
when it comes to pit bulls.
Yeah, it is. Because pit bulls are so smart, they use them for the disgusting dog fighting because they can be very muscular dogs and because they're very smart. But when you train them when they're little, I look at it this way. No pit bull is born mean. There's no such thing. It's not in the genetics. It's not. People think, well, it's in the genetics. They're going to be mean. They're going to do this. No, that's not true. Because I don't know what my genetics are with the other two, or Max for that matter.
I know what some of them have. I know some of their genetics for pit bulls. They're silly. They love their silly antics, and they love the position of frog legs, and they're just hilarious.
Funny. I just watched a video right before I came on here. It was on Facebook. No, rather Instagram. This dog, all right, he licks the lock up, and then he knows to lick the lock the other way, and he comes right out. I'm like, how the hell would a dog figure that out? Like the brain of a pit figuring something like that out. How smart is that?
That's amazing,
isn't it? Now
they're a very smart animal.
That's what I'm saying. They're very highly intelligent. You know what? I tell you honestly. I will always adopt pits because I like the breed, and you know they do make me laugh. You know, especially when you're down in the dumper, they do funny things.
I'm going to interrupt you 1 second. Area code 561. I didn't forget about you. I'll be bringing you on in about a minute.
No, Diane, when they have a hand up beside their number, that means they want to talk. 561 does not want to talk.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, you see the hand on the sides?
Oh, yes. I didn't see those before. Okay.
Yeah, isn't that cool or what? And Lauren, this is Debbie Dahmer. How are you? I want to really thank you on air. Ladies, I got good news. She's going to put this show on her website, okay? Save our world, save our animals. She's in the process. I sent a small bio. And, Lauren, I want to really thank you because that means a lot because this is the third website that this show is going on, you know, beside Animal Advocate Alliance and the PPJ Gazette. So this is wonderful news. Thank you.
Oh,
yes.
It's my pleasure. It really – I'm going to do it tonight, actually.
She's coming on as a guest on the 12th.
On the 12th?
Fine.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yes. Because she's been on one time on TS Radio was when I was on Marty's network and two other shows on Animal Advocates Radio. So that's three times. So this is the fourth. So there's no limit, you know. As many times as you want to come on, the more exposure, the better.
Well, she has a lot to talk about, so I think I'm going to schedule her for another one.
Thank you, which is good, though.
Yeah, because, you know, an hour
is good.
Oh,
definitely. You know what?
That's
I look
wonderful.
At it this way. More education, the better. People may have a better understanding of who these animals are, you know, and I think that's what I'm trying to do on my website. Yes, it's a donation center, but in certain areas now, that's what I'm trying to do is put things on there for, you know, you can just look at it and say, oh, it's on Lauren's website. Now we can just look it up real quick. What do we do kind of thing? You know, animal behavior. I'm trying to like set everything up so they you only have to go to this one spot instead of going to 2, 3, and then you get confused. You know?
Right.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to coming back on.
Oh, well, we are down to 2 minutes. So last week I forgot to announce next week's guest. So I'll do that now. Next Tuesday, we're going to have Jeremy Boss on. He's down in Texas, and that's where the Doughty Ferry is. He's on the Doughty Ferry Commission. I don't know if anyone's familiar with that, but it's mm-hmm. a dumping ground. It's a major dumping ground for alive animals, dead animals, and a variety of them are pit bulls.
Oh,
and they can't seem to catch anybody. So
game
killer, really good.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
Yeah, so he'll be
That's
awesome
horrible.
Too.
Yeah,
and
the
I
horrors
believe,
of what people do to these dogs is endless.
I believe Lauren, when you do your show, she's going to touch on hot cars.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what to do.
Perfect time of the year right now because it's so hot out.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's really important, too. You'll have to stay and watch the show because I'm not telling you guys nothing yet. You'll have to go. You'll have to watch any of the show, and then I'll be more than happy to say everything.
You're going to leave us hanging.
We're down to less than a minute. So, everyone, if you want to come to these shows, how to follow us, go to the PPJ Gazette online on the right-hand column, press follow, and then put your email address. Every time there's a new podcast coming up or a news article, we'll alert you in your primary email, or go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Voices Carry for Animals, and you can press follow under the Animal Advocates Radio logo. Also put your email address in, and it'll alert you in your primary email. The show's coming up. Here we go. It's going to shut down any minute, ladies. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Show,
thank
okay?
you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, ladies. Bye, Deb. Bye, Diane. Bye, Lauren.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Have a great
Bye.
Evening.
Thank you. You too. What's the matter? I'm just talking about you. What's the matter?